Well, it has been an absolutely wonderful, short, quick, but wonderful couple of days with the Johnsons, hasn't it? For those who were able to be here yesterday, what a wonderful time to hear about the work in Bali, even more so than that, to hear about the work in their lives and the kind of transparency that two believers who love God and love each other have as they serve together. A powerful testimony of what God can do in a person's life. And it's a beautiful time. So we're so happy that you're, you know, here. And we're going to ask Pastor Wade, you both come up, say something if you want. One of you come up, or you want to preach, whatever you want to do. So you can, now would be the time. It is the time. It is time. All right. And we also have the older handheld here, which is, or the older lapel mic, which will not cause problems like yesterday. We got to work the bugs out of that one. You just press that button and turn it on. Okay.
So what would you like me to do?
It's Sunday morning.
Or you can have your wife come up for a little bit before you do that. Or
oh, okay. Come on up, Paula. If I'm on the spot, you're on the spot. So, good morning to each one of you. Hello?
Good morning. Oh, thank you.
So, I'm Wade, and this is?
His wife. I don't know. Is this on?
The Indonesians call me Wade. That's why you say that. Wade. Yeah. That's how they pronounce it. So, we are just, I was just sitting there thinking, and we were talking during the service. We weren't listening to anything. We were just talking to each other. And so, no, joking. And we were just sitting there, and we were just marveling. We were just soaking this fellowship in. And we are so just blessed to be here and so amazed at how, number one, like Pastor Jerry's just love for you, his humor, his talent, his gifts. He is here. I am just trying to you know, look in his shadow of things, right? I mean, just to see what God is and how this family, the whole family here, even the newcomer to the family, right? How they...
Oh, we've heard the truth mm-hmm. come out.
Oh, family divisions. We don't want him to... So just to see the, you know, and then we were just watching all the young people participate in every part of this service is so, such a blessing. And your hearts are just so beautiful to watch and to see. And so thank you. Thank you for participating. Thank you for being a part. Thank you for being a family together. It really ministers to us. It's really beautiful to see. I mean, you know, because our experience with the, you don't get to say anything, you can go sit down.
I did not need to come up here.
our experience, as usual. Our experience of what the American church is like and going through is only through the internet and the news, and it's not healthy, right? So to come and to see actually a church that is healthy and is loving and caring and interacting and serving together, it's such a refreshment to our hearts. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your ministry and blessing to us. And you don't even realize it,
yeah.
right? But that's the way it is. And I can tell you your song, you have a voice and a that's just so tender and sweet, and it just brought worship to God and glory to God. Thank you. That was beautiful. And really.
I mean, I said to him when we were sitting there, I'm like, look at all these kids. They're in everything. And Lita up here giving the, and I know she's been here like a year or something, you know, and I was just so blessed in my heart to see everybody's involvement. And what touched my heart so much is most of you kids grew up in this church, didn't you? You grew up in this church. You grew up together.
And somehow you came out all right. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. But
no one's more surprised.
But what it is to me is I see, like, I'm sure these kids are like this, and now they're like this. Some are going off to college, they're working. And it blows me away because I see how families matter. Families matter. Bringing your kids to church, it matters. Maybe they don't always want to come, they don't always want to be a part, but it produces a result. And coming and hearing the Word of God and absorbing that, it makes a huge difference in your life. And he was up here giving the offering, and oh my gosh, it just really blessed my heart so much to see. And that comes from Pastor Jerry. I never know what to call him. Graz, Pastor Jerry, Pastor Graziano. He has many names, but it's just his. I want to say almost like fatherhood kind of leadership. You guys, I mean, it's amazing. It's like having a head of a family or something. You know what I mean by that, you know? It's faithfulness. Mm. It's faithfulness. It is fruit of faithfulness. And I say that to you guys, it's fruit of faithfulness. You're showing up here every week, and you're giving the Word of God, and you're making opportunities for families to come together and lead their children to Christ, and that is going to continue. So that just blessed me a lot to see that. It's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank
it's
you.
Actually it's actually Karen's responsibility because she homeschooled all these kids. So that's how why they turned out so great. So thank you for both of your lives and your faithfulness and your tenderness towards your family and towards this family that has just been a testimony to us. So we thank you. So amen. Praise the Lord for you, right? And yeah, that's good. So so I've been thinking about these things. You know, in creation, God, he's talked about there's things that he said, and it was good, right? You read Genesis chapter 1, and it is good. And he created, and it was good. And he created, and it was good. But you have these other parts of, like, and we experience them. And the biblical authors and the writers, they talk about these things. They talk about darkness. They talk about the sea, the abyss, right? The raging seas. And they talk about the wilderness. And these are three aspects of life that exist that seem to be contrary to life and light and love, right? You have the darkness, which is unknown. You know, we even associate it today to the unknown, to the fearful. We have the wilderness, which we always in our literature, in our conversations, still refer to as we're lost, we're wandering, we're out there. And we have the seas, right? And all the troubled waters and the things we go through and the difficulties and the struggles and the chaos that these things produce. And it's interesting that the scripture gives us three things about God that counter all of those things. And number one, he writes in John 1, like he is light, right? And there's darkness, and there's the unknown, and there's the confusion, and there's things that, you know, we're kind of afraid about, or there's things that if you're not a believer and you're asked, you know, okay, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to be known for? And there's things that we do and we want, and they're all about ourselves. But when we come to know God, there is this, it's still an unknown, but there's this expectation because we know God is good. We have this hope. And I love this book of 1 Thessalonians because this is the first book we have of Paul. Although it's not the first book in order of the New Testament, it's the first book he wrote that we have. And it's the first three chapters of this is all about a pastor's heart towards these people. And he didn't know the church of Thessalonica very long. He was only there maybe a month, several weeks, and then he was driven out. But he had this amazing love for them. And you just see that you go to, you know, you think about the Apostle Paul, and he's like this missionary, and he's going, and he's, you know, shipwrecks and prisons and these kinds of things. and you think he's just this tough guy. But you read his first letter, and it's this it's just a pastor's heart of care and love and desire for them. And it's this beautiful thing. And they had questions, and one of their questions was, you know, what about now that we believe, what about those who have died? And, you know, because Jesus was supposed to come back, and they died before he did. And he explained to them, and he just gave them this hope. This hope. We have a hope. What did he say? We don't mourn as those who have no hope. Right? They mourn because they have their hope. Their mourning is just a blanket of darkness. But we have the light. Jesus is the light. He makes things clear. He gives us hope into all things, into all situations. And so the other one is the wilderness. The wilderness is the struggle and these things. How many has been through a struggle? Stupid question, right? Of course, we all have. How many have been through the difficulties, been through the fire, been through the flood, or maybe still in it? Right? Especially as a young person and not knowing, you know, you've got peer pressure, you've got the culture coming at you, you've got all these things, you've got the unknown, what am I going to do with my life? You've got these kind of questions. You've got this wilderness, perhaps. I wasn't going to share this, but just a few months before Christmas, I hit this darkness, I hit this wilderness in my life. It just came, and to the point, it wasn't depression or it wasn't these kinds of things. It was just this wilderness, and I was just kind of like, God, what do you know? Is you ever been in a place like I didn't even want to leave the house because I was afraid that if I did, I would fall into sin and I wouldn't have the strength to combat it. Like I was so weak. I didn't want to, you know, my friend and I, we go paddle boarding in the ocean, and I didn't want to go because I knew if I hit a wave and I fell off, I wouldn't have tried to survive. I would have just let go. I was in such a place, such a darkness, and I was just clinging on to Psalm chapter 23. You're just going through a valley. And at the end of that, in that valley, there is light and there is life. Right? And in that struggle, I know that his goodness is following me. And so here I am, I'm just going through this, and I have to every day, you know, talk to someone about their problems and their issues and help counsel somebody. And then I have to speak every Sunday. And right? But the sermons that God was giving to me was about prayer and trusting him. And so I was speaking these sermons for about 6 weeks on a series and God was using those to get me through that struggle and through that darkness and through that confusion and through that despair. We shared stories of all the wonderful, glorious things of being in Bali, but there's also the difficulties and the struggles and the everyday battles that we face, right? And so that's life. And each one of us, through these good times and through these difficult times, we have to come back. And the theme of this weekend for me has been the Psalm 37 about trusting the Lord with all of your heart, about focusing on him, about him becoming our portion and him becoming our goal and being completely satisfied to have him alone. And I don't need the good job, or I don't need this deal to go through, and I don't need this life course to happen, and I don't need those things. Those things are blessings, but those things are not what gives me satisfaction in life. It is this, the Lord is my portion, and his faithfulness and his faithful love lasts for generations. Normally I'm quite funny, I'm being quite serious, I don't know. But this is what I've been, you know, it's just been on my heart. And I know, and I coming to America, man, I know people are struggling through different things. And I'm talking to friends and talking to people, and just, man, struggle after struggle after struggle. And you can look to missions and say, oh, that, you know, that's so glorious, but actually the struggle after struggle. We're in the same boat, different ocean, right? And we all have to cling to the Holy One. We all have to cling to the Mighty One. We all have to cling to the One who is above the storm. Right, and I love the, you know, I keep referring to Ephesians, it's on my mind. I love this. In chapter 1, it is that, and we sang it, I think, or we read it, that Jesus is seated above all principalities and powers, right? And then in chapter 2, it's like we are seated above with him. And what a place to be is that we are above all the storms, the darkness, the waves, all of these things. We experience them, but in Christ, we are above them. And how do I look at them? I look at them from above, looking down, rather than from the bottom, looking up. And to do so gives us hope. And to do so gives us faith, encouragement. And to do so gives us that strength that God puts into us by His Spirit. So our encouragement is that, you know, we're all going through things, and we all go through, you know, we have times and we have seasons of life and whatever, but Jesus is the strength of your heart. And to focus on Him and for Him to be our portion forever is what helps us through. It's what is our joy in our victories, and is what is our strength in our weaknesses. And we are in love with God. And our desire is to just love Him more and more. This is how we go through life. And we have a hope and a victory. And I'm just encouraging you, hopefully, encouraging you this morning to whatever it is in life, don't focus on that. Yeah, we have to deal with it and we have to go through it. But we also have a mighty one above us. Who is above any of the factors that cause the chaos in our life? See, Jesus said, "I didn't come to take you out of the world." He was telling to his disciples in John. He says, "But you will go through it, and in it you will have trouble. But don't let your hearts be troubled. I have overcome the world." So we have a victory and a beautiful one named Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So I think that's where I will end. Amen. So thank you so much for your time, for your love, for your care, for your lives. They're a testament to us, even though we don't even know you so much, but we are glad to know you. Now we have faces that we can put to names, and we have hopefully a connection, and if we send another video, you'll know who we are and where we are. Amen? Amen. Okay, thank you. Bless you.